First of all, thank you for the opportunity to talk here. And I'll talk about editing large-scale objects, which will have three sub-points. The first is, why do we need large-scale objects at all? The second is, what tools for editing do we have? And the third is to remind of the pitfalls that are inherent to editing large-scale objects. So let's start with the use of large-scale objects. Well, there's a surprising reason why they are so important. OSM France had a lunch with François Hollande, the president of the Republic of France, and the result of this lunch about open data in general, they weren't the only guests, but it was about open data, is that they took the resume that OSM permet enfin de dépasser les frontières du silo France. And this roughly translates to OpenStreetMap allows the data in France, the data from the French authorities, to get out of its prison and out of the administration's format and to get into real use. And what are they talking about? Not only benches in the parks, but really large-scale objects that they want to maintain in OpenStreetMap. And a complimentary statement was from, under the condition of not telling his name, from an official from some ministry in Germany. We are happy that you collected the data set nationwide and beyond. Now we can defeat confidentiality requirements from third parties because the data is already public. Means because we have the data, basically. Those in the ministries who want to open the data can argument that we could rather keep the data inside OpenStreetMap and create that in good state than to keep all the data private. That's an important mechanism to keep in mind. That's a point of view from the administration, one point of view from several possible, onto OpenStreetMap. And that in particular means administration thinks often of such data sets like, for example, here, railway lines in France. And that's an inherently large-scale object. If you want to add a classification, for example, a numbering scheme to all the railway lines in France, it would be really a pain to do this by opening and chosen areas of 100 by 100 meter and then going in a million change sets all over France. It would be completely insane. Similar thing for power lines. I've chosen the Netherlands here, which is, by the way, interesting to see how much detail we already have of this. It's completely a site problem. And also rivers, where you also see it. It's in the Rhineland, where I'm from. It's also large-scale objects. And to be honest, I think people expect us to have a complete line representing the Rhine and also other bigger rivers. So I was surprised to see in general this year that there was actually a hole in the Rhine. And now you see, if you have a close look, there is Karlsruhe in the upper right and Strasbourg in the lower left. So you have a distance of, I don't know exactly, but 30 or 40 kilometers. Again, loading this step by step into JOSM would really be painful. Oops, whatever happened now. So there should be a solution to do this in one step. And that's what I'm talking about. Sparse editing of data means you have a defined category of data. For example, here it's a river. Or in OSM speak, it's all the ways with waterway equals river. And you want to add you want to change something. For example, you want to re-add the name DE for these parts. And also, to be gentle, also the name FR, because it has also been lost on these segments. One important thing to remind, that's the first important thing about editing sparse data. I have first asked the last editing mapper, the guy who has removed the names, whether this was on purpose or not. Because having edit wars on large-scale objects would be even worse, because not every mapper has capabilities to edit them. Well, it turned out removing the names was unintended. It was really intended to keep the names. So I started re-editing this. And how can you do this? That's a question of tools. Well, I suggest the following solution. Take chosen, load only an extract of the data, and keep as a background image the existing mapping or whatever style. And then you really have the opportunity to edit the data in the context where it makes sense. In more detail, I've installed in chosen the plugin mirror download, and an addition shows the right background images layer, and choosing the background images, stating the query would be as follows. We would put the query into the box you can reach from file download from Overpass, and then just draw a relatively large bounding box. You see this message, download area too large. The happy thing is we don't have to care about this. This is in the measurement of the main server with dense data, and for sparse data, we get much fewer data, so we have good chances to really edit this. And what you also need is to configure the background layer that's in the imaginary preferences menu. And I've chosen this one. The black-white has the advantage that you don't get visually disturbed because it's all black-white and therefore it's visually in the background. And then just activate, and then you get this in the background. You just have finally to select this again in the imaginary menu. And then you were able to use this background and to get in the foreground the data I've just mentioned, to get all the ways with waterway river and in this bounding box. And you see, we were happy. The Rhine was on the level of waterway river, still complete. It's just the name that has gone. So we can start before we everything with remembering that sparse editing has its pitfalls. Do not delete nodes. Do not delete or split or merge ways, because there might be member and relation. The point is, we have now downloaded only the ways and nodes. We don't have downloaded the relations. And doing such edits now, doing such operations now, would really break the relations. We don't even know that they exist. And therefore, sparse editing works, but only for a limited set of operations. You can add or remove tags in this setting. That's fine, because that's what we want to do in that setting. And with some limitations, you can or move add nodes when the background imaginary indicates no problem. This could be a matter of discussion, because you could argue that there are other structures that aren't rendered but are present. But on the other hand, if you are moving a node over such a structure, it's likely that it's not wrong. So I would say it's care enough to do that. Okay, so let's discuss how to overcome these other limitations. Well, that was the query we started with. It's the usual query to get all the ways with waterway river. Well, to see also relation memberships, we could add these two lines. This would allow us to relax the condition we have just given on splitting or joining ways, because then JOSM would do the right thing. Same thing with ways that are crossing the river. I've given you an example, just in case, to make clear that it actually happens. This is an administrative boundary that's not on the river, but somebody has decided, I don't know if it's wrong or right, that it is crossing the river. I don't know whether there's a interrelation between this administrative boundary and the river Sieg, but probably if you want to move that node here, you probably want to move the river of Sieg, and you don't want to move this administrative boundary. So you should be aware that the way is present. So we have the next example. So I have the next example enhanced by all the things I've just told. That's what you see here. That's the relation request and the way request. This will enable us to get all the data to resolve most of these issues I've just told you of the pitfalls. And this is all the public transport data for Karlsruhe. It's again something that you can't edit just in a whole, because if you download because if you download Karlsruhe in a whole, you can't manage this in JOSM. It's so well mapped that JOSM will crash on the amount of data. On the other hand, to edit a bus line or another public transport relation, you really want to see the entire relation. That is, and this is usually crossing just through the entire city. So you really have to get the street grid of the entire city. So I decided to download everything that's relevant to public transport with this criterion, hopefully getting almost everything. Now I'm in good position to edit public transport relations. I can not only add and remove tags, I can also happily edit relations. And it might be in such a case, if you have to edit relations with a significant spatial extent, it might be the only feasible way. Again, this hasn't changed. You should only move or add nodes when the background imaginary indicates no problem. But what's possible now is, if necessary, for example, if we have to map that the bus line is just getting off the way here, and we have to split the way here, then it's possible because JOSM is aware of all the relations that are involved. And so JOSM will keep them in good state. So it's really now possible to edit relations without doing harm. Okay. There's a further example of editing with JOSM and this with downloading sparse data with JOSM. It's here. It's about the boundaries of the U.S. state. I think it's Wyoming. And now I'll get to a second tool, that's level zero. Level zero can be reached as follows. You put a query, for example, this one into Overpass Turbo, and then you can on export choose to get that into level zero. This will not only fire up the web page that contains level zero, but also fill level zero with the corresponding data. Level zero is a textual editor. And what sounds boring is really a cool thing, because if you have to just change a tag, the text name or so, you could just type here something else. You could add a tag, you could entirely remove a tag. You can use copy and paste, and you don't have to get through all the XML special characters. And you can add, remove tags. I would consider rather difficult to work with geometry in general, but of course, if you want to do something like splitting away or joining two ways in a non-standard way, it's probably again the best choice, because you could just copy-paste these node memberships. The most important restriction, which is, as far as I know, on purpose, is that you can only have 500 objects here on the left, because it would also be a useful tool to do mechanical edits, and it's something we don't want to encourage in any means. So it's a good idea to have it limited to 500 objects. And a nice extra feature, if you have the cursor on a node, then the marker goes to the position on the map, so you really at least partly see what you do. And this morning it looks like it even works on Waze if the nodes are present. So you have a good chance that you really do what you see what you do. The only case where it doesn't work is if you load a way or relation without loading its nodes. Then of course level zero doesn't know where the relation lives. It's a problem of all the problem that all OSM tools have. And so it can't place the marker. But in all other cases, the marker will show you where you are working. And it moves if you move the cursor. We've just moved the cursor two lines down. So I will close with reminding you of the pitfalls. The first thing is, if you want to delete notes, remember, they might be shared amongst objects you see and objects you don't see. So are you sure that no other objects share notes than those that you see? The remedy is to enhance the query by these things to get all the data necessary to get all the data that may be referring to these nodes. Similar thing for moving nodes. Do you cross nearby features? Actually, the best thing I would suggest is a background map. That's not perfect, but it's acceptable because it rarely will happen that features aren't large, that a significant part of all features aren't rendered at all. And for relation memberships, do you break relations when splitting, joining, or deleting? Then as a remedy, you can load all relations in a similar way like this one here. It's just parentheses, dot underscore, semicolon, rel, backwards node and backwards way. And I think there's a final one. Oh, it's just reminding me that if I want to edit relations, it's almost inevitably that you will have to split ways. Okay, so if you have all these points in mind, then I would say I wish you happy mapping, even of sparse objects, and thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Roland. Any questions?
Hi. So if I open an incomplete relation in JSON, I have this option to download the missing way objects and so on. Did you experiment with this feature or does it not work?
I did not experiment with the feature. I'm not sure if it would make sense in all cases. Assume you are working close to a national boundary. You are likely that you are fetching a really large object. I'm not sure what happens if you download the entire German boundary, or even worse, the entire French boundary, which might, if you don't have fetched France Métropolitaine, but the French boundary, you will get also the overseas territories, and this would be really large.
It takes a lot of time. Other questions?
You showed at the beginning the way you download the data from the Overpass API. Which plugin is that?
It's in the Mirror Download plugin.
Okay, I just found the thing to download from Zappy, but not Overpass. Is that in?
That's a case of bad documentation. You know the guy who has forgotten to document it. Okay. It's actually this Mirror Download plugin is intended to make third parties in general, third party services for OSM data in general available. And for historical reason, one guy really needed the SAPI functionality. This is overly prominently, but there are two menu points in the file menu you would find. One is download from a mirror, and one is download from Overpass, and this, it's the second one I'm talking about. The first one will show XAPI.
Other questions? I would have another question, Roland. You were explaining that large objects break easily and telling us how to fix them. What do you think of the idea to avoid large objects to break by introducing new methods in the data model or in the editors to avoid this, to prevent people from breaking the objects?
Well, the point is actually you want these things. I think really people outside OpenStreetMap who are not aware of the technical pitfalls really want OpenStreetMap to see such data sets. In a classical GIS sense, you would rather have this as a separate layer and adapted to the degree of detail you need. But people from outside OpenStreetMap won't know about all these GIS hassles, and so they really expect these large-scale objects to exist. So we have a way, we have to deal with them. It would be imaginable to have more clever technical solutions. I think the best way to go that way would be to recall Jochen's talk about the area structure, who has thought a lot about how to break down large-scale objects. But I don't see too much activity at the moment to get this really employed into each and every OpenStreetMap tool. So this will need some years until it gets available. And for that time being, I think the only solution is to cope with the limitations and not to say that we will start to add rivers just in 5 years, and nobody could this would damage the reputation of OpenStreetMap.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, then let's thank Roland again.